I've been having a really bad day today, on Wednesday, and I didn't even know tomorrow is a holiday. Like, I just learned it today, and I'm like, kani konjingine. So yeah, I didn't even know it's a holiday. So I really have no plans, sadly, but I'm thinking about it anyway. My cat bounced. I knew Jana, I have a cat. So at the same time, I'm God's favorite. But I'm like, sir, this is how you bounce cats? You don't even care if I studied or not? Of course I did. Of course, in your eyes, I did. But like, you don't care if I studied. You've just bounced the cat like that. You're like, next week is a cat. Where do I take the content I had? Anyway, I learned a new thing today, and I don't know if I should say that I'm surprised, because did you know that an ambivert is just an introverted extrovert? And it's not just you being in between the fence of being an introvert and an extrovert. Apparently, it's just you, the ambivert is you leaning on the extrovert side, though with introverted traits. Apparently, okay, bear with my cold because I'm having a flu currently and I could not postpone it anymore. Today is supposed to be the last day I can record this, so yeah, I haven't been procrastinating recording. Block, nothing, no content. Good heavens. Anyway, so as I was saying, I learned a new thing, and I'm an ambivert. I'm surprised, I'm shocked. Anyway, like, the opposite of an ambivert is an omnivert. Yeah, I'm not today years old, I'm this week's years old when I learned it. And I'm like, you mean I've been living a whole lie? I say, why would you lie to me like this? All along I've been knowing I'm an extrovert. And then all of a sudden you're telling me, no baby, no, you're not an extrovert, you're an ambivert. But I feel like you can't be an extrovert 100% and you can't be an introvert 100%. Like, that's the whole point of duality, right? Because I might be an extrovert, but I might have introverted traits because I need to also balance how my extroverted self needs to be, or also some of my upbringing forced me or just made me have the introverted traits, and that's why I'm not 100% extrovert and I'm not 100% introvert. Because it's like telling me you're 100% evil or you're 100% good. I don't think so, because a bad person, like a 100% evil person, has the slightest bit of feelings, even if it's like 1%. Even in the cartoon villains, clearly we could see it, that they have a soft spot for something. And I feel like that's good, that's positive, and positive is good. So yeah, you can't tell me that you're an extrovert 100%. Now me trying to validate myself because I just found out I'm an ambivert, but no, it's because how would you be an extrovert 100%? There's times you will really, really need to just stay away from home, because there are times you just enjoy staying at home despite being an extrovert. I know maybe like 90% of the time, or like 99% of the time, you're usually out trying to socialize with people, trying to be the attention of. Trying to be the center of attention, and it's fine, but can you really endure the whole center of attention at the whole time? Personally, I know I wouldn't. Okay, though, I don't even love attention in the first place. I love attention only from the right people, only from the people I love, who I would want to give me attention. But like, attention in general, the whole crowd is staring at me? Nah, count me out. So yeah, I don't think so. So like, these times, I know, yeah, I'm not really close to like being an introvert, but if you hear me trying to recharge my battery, my social battery. That's like once or twice in a year, if I'm being honest. And at the same time, that's not because I've seen people a lot. Actually, yeah. That happened to me in Arusha, actually, after, yeah, the Arusha trip, and, yeah. But that's because I used to see the same faces all over again. And at the same time, I'm in a foreign country, so most of that was just new to me, trying to adjust to people I'm not used to in for 4 days, and trying to adjust at the same time for in a new country. Of course, that would be definitely draining. So besides like that, the only reason you would find me trying to recharge my social battery, and in real sense it's not social battery, I feel like mine is just trying to recharge my mental battery. So my mental state has just reached the empty bar, so I'm like, you know what, I might just step back a bit, take some time to myself and recharge. So that might be giving introvert a bit, but I doubt it. I don't really always say, but if you're more, because definitely there's somebody who's going to be 50-50 on the introvert and extrovert side. I'm yet to see who. But like, if you're leaning more on one side, that's the you. That would be you no matter what. But now the other side of it, the other side of the coin, that you have a bit traits of it. So like, you're an extrovert, but with a few introverted traits, I feel like that is usually caused by some factors, maybe because of your upbringing, or where you grew up. Like, that's supposed to be different. Let me just try to explain upbringing, because of your kind of background, who was around you while you were growing up, and now when you grew up is maybe in school, how it affected you. So basically, like, at home, in school, where else can you be affected? Because most of it is going to affect you when you're a kid. But you can also, things might also change. Because I remember when I was in high school, I used to be an introvert. But that was, the introvert me was usually when I was at home. Because, okay, boarding was really draining for me at the same time. Exactly what I was saying. Seeing the same faces all over again. Now imagine that this one was not even 4 days. This one was a whole term. That's like 7 to 8 weeks, sometimes 9 weeks, before we break for midterm, and then come back for another like 7 weeks. And you're telling me I have to see the same old faces again? When I'm going to eat, I'm seeing my classmates, I'm seeing my schoolmates, I'm seeing my deskmate. I get to class, my classmates are there, my deskmate is still the same old deskmate when maybe from like form one, or like at the beginning, from the beginning of the year, and it's still the same deskmate I have to see all over again. When I wake up, I'm turning and my bedmate hasn't even changed a bit. So yeah, it was like kind of draining, honestly. So automatically, when I used to go home, I just became the introvert self. I think also my mom used to wonder, because when I was a kid, I used to be very outgoing, very extroverted. Until now, high school came. I used to get home, I don't even want to leave the house. I want to enjoy my own space, nobody to talk to me. Like, it was that intense. Honestly, that was the high school me when I was at home. Because now I had to balance the extrovert me and the introvert me. Because when I was in school, the extrovert me was always outside. Me, I didn't know how to keep quiet when I was in school. Always in the noisemaker list, let me not lie. But like, I never used to keep quiet unless I'm studying, unless circumstance basically was a thing that made me keep quiet. But like, in general, find me everywhere. And like, the whole school used to know me, because that was the extrovert me. But at some point, I needed to just lower it, and the best place I could do it was at home. Because I remember, even in high school, I didn't even have friends at home. Though I rarely have friends at home. So like, the whole me is a different kind of personality. If you see me at home, at some point I kind of told my mom in a joking way, I'm a noisemaker in high school, and she was like, you? Nah, cannot be you. And it was shocking that she was so serious about it, and she's like, no, I can't be a noisemaker. And then when you go to school and you tell people Connie is a quiet person, they'll be like, nah. Unless we're talking about a different kind of Connie. So you see, like, there had to be some sort of balance there. And, like, that's the whole point of the game. But I can't really play. I guess the extrovert side is supposed to be at the yin, and the introvert side is supposed to be at the yang. Because the introvert side is usually the laid-back person, cautious kind of person, relaxed, free-minded, free spirit, you know. That's the extrovert part. Most of the times it just comes like negative. Not really, really that much negative. But like, you're not cautious. You want to be in charge of everything. You want to get the whole attention. You want to be the one exploring everything. You want to be in every kind of friend group. But like, that can't happen all the time. I think that's why there's the different kind of personalities in one person. So maybe with this kind of friends, you'll be so much extrovert. With this kind of friends, you'll be so much introvert. Because like, when I spend time with my girlfriends, because my girlfriends are introverts. Okay, unpopular opinion. Introverts like using the fact that they're introverts as an excuse of not wanting to meet you. Because I feel like if you like someone, no matter you being an introvert, you would want to see them, you would enjoy their company. Unless, in real sense, you're just not enjoying their company, and that's another thing which is very understandable. Because I might love you as a friend, but I might not be enjoying your company. Yeah, I said what I said. Maybe because you have very different kinds of modes of thinking. Maybe what you believe in are very different. So basically, you will not have a common ground to talk about. And that's normal. So maybe most of the times you just meet, you're always arguing about which side is better when it comes to your opinions. And like, that's draining. So yeah, you might not enjoy somebody's company as much. Or you like just want to see them for 3 hours max, maybe even 3 hours is a lot, and after that you're going to see them after a few months later, which is valid. So you can love someone but not enjoy their company, which is, I think it's normal. I don't know who I love and don't enjoy their company. I'll digest on that and see if it's somebody. But yeah, it's kind of valid. So as I was saying, I said what I said. Introverts use that as an excuse. Yeah, sometimes it's always sometimes it's valid, because I feel like it's only valid when for a while, maybe continuously, you've been seeing a lot of people. Ama, you've been really out for a while and you're like, ah, no, I also need to take a step back, but you can relax. When I'm okay, we can meet. But like this, historia, I'll tell you when I'm free, I'll tell you when I'm free. Baby, no, nah. So yeah, if you're my introvert friend listening to this and you've been giving me excuses, it's either you do not enjoy my company or you just don't like me. You just don't like me like that, and it's fine, but just tell me so I can know my place with you. But yeah, so that's my unpopular opinion on introverts. And like I was saying before I diverted, you being an introverted extrovert, that means most of the you from the start, from the word go, has always been an extrovert. Now, the introvert side, or vice versa now, is now because of the factors. Maybe I'll give an example with like me. I'm an introverted extrovert, sadly. I thought I was an extrovert my whole life. For a while, I thought that. But like, the introverted side of me is because of the factors that came across my growing up, that's like the fact that I'm an only child. Of course, you're an only child, you get used to your company so much. That's why I always tell people, I don't want siblings. I'm okay with, okay, when I was a kid, I wanted siblings, yeah. But that's me being a kid, I wanted company. But like right now, where I've reached, I'm like, I don't want siblings at all, and I'm really okay with that, because it reached a point I had to enjoy my own company. I got used to the fact that I can stay in the house alone and it will still be fun. So that's part of why I kind of have that extroverted trait, because sometimes I'll be like, I miss home, I miss my bed, I just want to go home. But me wanting to go home is because I love my room, I love my bed, and it's just a safe haven for me. So I don't know if that's an introvert trait or it's just a me kind of trait, because I made my room be very comfy. I don't know what kind of trait that is. But like me just always wanting to go home is because I know that's the only place I will not find anyone, like besides my mom. And sometimes she's not even around. So I know, I got the whole house to myself. Let me just enjoy it. So yeah, that's like me being an only child is also a factor why I just sometimes do not want people. I told my friend today, the only reason I'm not really good with crowds is not because of my social anxiety. I don't have social anxiety, but it's because I have a very low tolerance for human beings. Honestly, I can't stand human beings. So the thought of human beings in a crowd, a lot of human beings all at once in one place, that's going to be draining for me. I cannot deal with it. I cannot, honestly. And I think that's also because I don't know if it's because I'm an only child. Nah, I don't think so. And yeah, also like the factor that I had to grow up in boarding. I had to go to boarding in high school, and I used to see a lot of people. It reached a point I had to get tired of seeing those people, and now I started developing my introverted traits, because I was like, when I'm going home, I don't want to leave the house, nothing. And like that, it started adapting. So I started getting used to my own room and having to make it a safe space for me to enjoy and feel it fluffy and comfy for me. P.S. I'm about to overturn this room and make it extra. Like, am I the only one who wants to express themselves using that room? Because if I go on trying to express myself with tattoos, I'm literally going to look like a matatu, like a manyanga. Some people call it nganya, others call it manyanga. I don't know, I'm at the nganya side. I don't care what you say. So yeah, if I don't take care, I might look like that. And I don't think I want that. I actually don't want that. There's a limit to how I want to look with my tattoos, and for now it's just a step back. So I have to by force look for something else to help me express myself, because some of us just cannot do that shit of talking. And okay, I'm actually doing it, but like with someone specific. If you're not my therapist, just stay away from me. If you're not my therapist friend, just stay away from me. Yeah, don't worry if you come and tell me your problems. I don't sell them out there. But even if I do, like if I tell them to my therapist, he doesn't even know you guys. So you're better relax. Though I don't. Trust me, I don't. That's always just me and me together. But now the fact that you can now tell me a lot of those things, I might have to, or if it's triggering, now I'll have to bring it out. I'm like, so I was talking with this one and this one, and she was like, this happened, and that triggered me a bit, you know. So at some point, you might end up coming up, which is okay, because I cannot just take in a lot of things from different kind of people and just be okay, and I still have my things in me. I mean, at some point, a jar has to be full, you know, and just emptying it is speaking out or expressing. And if you just can't express yourself with talking with someone, because imagine it's valid, it's okay, you don't have to. look for the best way to do it, because I believe that you need to take it out. Like I was saying, at some point a jar has to be full. So if you've reached your brim and you're trying to just keep on adding water and adding water, it's not going to help you, baby. It's not at all. So try and release it, pile it to some stream, to some dam, to some bucket. Now that's up to you to what you're going to decide, because you might have a mechanism of how you cope with it, but is that mechanism really making you take it all out? You know, like I would say, when I'm usually down, I start listening to certain kind of podcasts because I know I will laugh, or I will start watching a comfort show, a sitcom. Basically, currently mine is The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm actually from watching that, then I started recording. So yeah, but like, is that helping you to release it? Yes, you laughed, but you didn't get it out, you know. But as I said, you don't have to tell anyone, I think so. But if you really haven't brought it out for a long time, you might also need to talk to someone. But like this journaling, and nowadays, you can do it on your phone, and on your phone, you can also record. So like, if you don't want to type, if you don't want to write, then there's that. People have also found different... it's always been there, like different kinds of arts and crafts to release it. The artists out here sometimes be singing things and you're like, damn, that touched a soul. But he's kind of also expressing himself. I think that's what happens. I'll ask one of my artist friends. Actually, I have the answer. So yeah, this episode was just on the duality between extroverts and introverts. If you feel like you're fully extrovert, please tell me. If you feel like you're fully introvert, also please tell me. Now, if you're in the middle of, you've just realized you're not fully extrovert or introvert, and now you're like, okay, fine, I'm an omnivert? You're telling me I'm an omnivert? Like, so? My whole life I've been living a lie. Yeah, so I learned that word. Me, I always knew that ambivert is just in between. So if you're not an introvert and you're not an extrovert, you're just an ambivert. I'm about to be a teacher for the next 1 week, spreading the word of this omnivert, so y'all can know. Or am I the only one who's learnt it? You know, but I think if it's really like a word intensely, I would have known it, because I'm like out here talking with a lot of people. So I think I would have heard about it. But maybe, no. Well, I don't want to go on talking because, yeah, you know the drill. Anyway, I'm actually done. I hope you enjoyed this boring ass pods. Bye.